Blog Talk Radio.
Hello from beautiful Missoula, Montana. This is Judy Helm Wright, who is a pet grief coach. And somehow our guest has not arrived, but that's okay. We're going to take some time until she does come. Her name is Margot Ahlquist, and she has a wonderful website called Pawbituary.com, and it's one where we memorialize our wonderful pets. While we're working and while we're waiting for her, one of the things that I might like to share with you is some of the questions that have been asked about death and the death of our beloved pets. What do we do and how do we handle that? I want you to know that at Animal Human Connection, which is the wonderful business that, and it's a veteran-owned business that my husband and I own out of Missoula, Montana, we work on the great opportunity to learn how animals and humans connect, how very alike we are in so many different ways in our life, and how we can identify with each other. So one of the things that we always stress is that our pets are so meaningful to us in life, and so therefore they deserve what we call a good death. We love our pets deeply. We want to give them the very best of what we have to offer, and we want to make sure that they understand how important they are. I want to talk to you a little bit about grieving the loss of a pet, and grief is the normal response to any loss in life. You know, it's a common denominator. Every one of us in this world has lost something or someone. Perhaps you haven't experienced death, but I bet you've lost a dream or a mate or a job or a book, something that was dear to you. So grief is very, very normal. And when we're talking about the death of a pet, it occurs regardless of whether this pet had a prolonged illness or maybe a sudden accident, or if you have made that decision to have the pet put to death with euthanasia. And I want to make sure that you understand that euthanasia is actually called the good death. Margo, are you on the line with us today?
I am, yes. Hi, Judy. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I am so grateful that you're here. We were filling in the time until you got on just a little bit about how normal grief is. I'm anxious for you to share with us. The name of your company is Pawbituary.com. That, of course, resonates with me because I am a pet grief coach. I think it also resonates with everyone who has lost a beloved pet. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your business, how you came up with it, and what you offer?
So, yeah, Pawbituary is a site that offers pet lovers a chance to create a permanent website memorial for their pet. Each pet gets their own dedicated website where you can put, you know, photos and video and all sorts of stuff. And we have a section where you can write your pet's life story or obituary. There's also sort of a live journal feature to it where you can add memories and thoughts to it as they come up. And all of this is shareable on social media, and it's emailable and, you know, can be posted anywhere. But it's really meant to be a digital touchstone, a 24/7 memorial that you can access at any time. And in addition to the Pawbituaries, as we call them, the websites, we also offer a original set or original line of sympathy cards and remembrance cards that were created just with pet lovers in mind, pet lovers who've lost their pets in mind. So we also provide those and some other things on our site to help when grieving the loss of a pet.
Margo, I have been to your site, and I love it, and I have to tell you how impressed I was with those sympathy cards, because that, as a pet grief coach, that comes to me so often that people don't know what to say, not only in the death of a pet, but often just in death. People, especially coworkers, are dumbfounded. They're not sure whether they should say anything or not say anything, and those cards are lovely. I would like to recommend them to our listeners. Is that something that you created yourself, or did you have those created?
Yeah, I created and drew out the concept for them, and I wrote them, but I work with an incredible graphic designer. Her name is Maggie Cousins, and you can look her up online, and she actually brought the designs to fruition. She's very talented, and she's an animal lover as well, a corgi lover. So we worked together on those, but that was something that, again, I spent a lot of time, I guess you could call it doing market research, but what it really was talking to people and seeing what was out there. And I was kind of disappointed. There was kind of a void in sending someone a nice card that had to do just with the loss of a pet, or, you know, being able to send something nice and caring that won't break the budget, but that is something that the person who's mourning will appreciate. So that's really how the cards, and we actually have some card packages on there. That's really how those came about, because every time I would go to a pet shop to look for a pet sympathy card, or even into the drugstore, there really wasn't much of anything. So we've taken it online and made it convenient, but we also still made it really thoughtful.
So I just glanced at them quickly because this has been a really busy week, but are they digital cards or are they actual physical cards?
They're e-cards, but all of them, they're e-cards. All of them can be personalized. So there's a front design, which you see immediately when you go to the page, and then there's an inside sentiment, which, you know, we've placed in there. But then there's a lot of space to write a personal message, and then they're delivered electronically.
Okay, and which is, isn't this an amazing time to be alive? Because we do get things online, and I was thinking about that as I was teaching a webinar earlier this week about how you're working with people in Arabia and Africa and Asia and Alabama and everything just from the comfort of your living room or the comfort of your home office. So I was impressed with that, and I'm impressed with how you came up with this idea. Did you have a particular soul pet that you really felt kind of motivated this or was an underpinning of this? What drew you to this particular business?
Yeah, it's a good question. People ask me it all the time as I, you know, get out more and talk about it. So I lost my first dog, which was, I guess you could call him my soul pet or my heart dog, as people, you know, I've heard people say. He was the animal and the dog that I grew up with. His name was Marty. And it was actually, 10 years ago. And that, losing him was really a unique experience. I mean, of course, I've lost people that I loved in my life before that. But there was just something really different and something really lonely and raw about losing an animal. So that experience, coupled with, again, just really getting to know people, you know, other animal lovers, and, you know, blogging. I still blog, but I was, you know, just a plain animal blogger for a long time. I really became a little bit frustrated that there wasn't something for animal lovers to commemorate their animals' lives in the way that we would a human life. You know, you think about how when we lose a human who's so close to us, I mean, we stop our lives for a couple of days, most of us do, no matter what religion, no matter what where you are in the world, what creed you are, we stop and we take, you know, some time to remember their life and to honor their life with a service, with, you know, obituaries, with cards, with flowers, with, you know, just coming together over meals. There's all sorts of stuff that goes into that. And there's really not much of that when it comes to losing an animal. So with Pawbituary, I wanted to at least give part of that to, you know, our customers and to our community in the form of the memorial. And, you know, we're hoping and working very hard to make it more of a community so that you don't have to feel alone in your loss and so that, you know, everyone can pay the proper respect to their animals that they loved and that they're mourning.
Well, I appreciate that, and I don't know if you remember, because Margo and I are both members of WIPIN, which is Women in the Pet Industry, but my background is early education, and one of the things that is very important is how a child is the adult intervention and the adult communication around their first loss, their first death. And typically, that is a pet. Sometimes it's a grandparent, a neighbor, so on, but typically it's a pet. And if their parents disregard the pet, throw the body in the garbage, say, well, we'll get another dog, or, you know, treat it very callously, then the child puts that into their mind, and that's how they regard death from then on. They think, you know, we don't show the proper respect, we don't have that, or they have this deep, deep yearning to somehow commemorate the passing of this pet. So both your business and my business, which is the animal-human connection, really touch that soft spot in each one of us that says, this dog was important. This was not only a colleague and a companion, but it was a confidant. I say that we often tell our animals the secrets that nobody else in the world knows. And so when that dog goes on their next great adventure, we no longer have that repository of secrets right there. So I'm grateful for the service.
Yeah.
Well, tell me about...
Oh, yeah, no, it's my pleasure.
Well, tell me about when I put a Pawbituary up there. Do I pay? Is this a posting? Because I've noticed that in our local newspaper, you now pay. It's news. And you pay a fee to have an obituary listed in the paper.
Yeah, and, you know, that's a very new, I'm guessing, I don't know what newspaper you're talking about, but that's probably a fairly new feature, because most newspapers actually don't print animal, you know, obituaries. And
I'm talking about human obituaries.
I'm sorry. You do pay. You certainly do, and you can end up paying a lot for human obituary. Yes. So the way that it's set up is we certainly offer a free listing, a free Pawbituary to everyone. And I do want to say, even if your pet passed away, you know, a few years ago or, you know, 2 years ago, whatever it may be, we still welcome everyone to come on and use the site. It doesn't have to be for people who've just lost their pet. So there is a free option. And then we also have a yearly option, which is a little bit of money. It's $7.95. And with that, you get... you can post as many photos as you want. I think it's up to 10 photos. You can post video. We also will customize the background on your website, Memorial, and you have five choices from which you can choose to have a different background. And you also have more access in terms of the live journal. There's just a lot more features that we give for that yearly fee. And then, of course, we do have a lifetime fee, which is $17.95. And for that, we will actually set up your memorial website, and you can post unlimited images, video, and it'll never go anywhere. I do want to say all of the pobituaries, they are permanent. You know, we don't take them down after 30 days or 60 days or, you know, a year. Certainly if you have a yearly membership, you know, that's a different thing, but we choose to keep them up. So that's how it works.
Are you telling me that's not a monthly fee? For $7.95, that's to put it up. That sounds amazing and very, very, very affordable. That's much less than I just paid for a toy for Rosie.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, that's the aim here. You know, we're not trying to be we wanted it to be very reasonable because, first of all, it's a very hard thing and a very touchy subject. But, you know, we want everybody to be able to have this and do this for their pet because just the reaction that we've gotten in, you know, the past couple months since we've launched our, you know, latest version of the site has been so positive, and it's helping people so much. So we don't want it to be a struggle, you know, for some people not to be able to, you know, afford to do this. So that's why we did the pricing the way that we did, so that all pet lovers, no matter what type of pet you have, can memorialize it on with the Pobituary site.
Well, I admire you, and of course you and I are going to do some joint ventures because we have such similar things. But what are your long-term, what's your long-term mission for Pobituary?
Yeah, so long-term, I mean, we just want as many pet lovers out there to hopefully utilize our site, and we want to be a resource for as many of you out there as possible. But we're also currently working offline, but to come online and partner with some animal charities and animal rescues, hopefully so that people can memorialize with the Pobituary and with a donation to an organization of their choice. So we're working on that, and we certainly anticipate making, you know, more cards maybe for different situations around, you know, different memorial cards for pet lovers out there, and a lot of other things. You know, we've just begun, so the sky's the limit here. We really hope to partner with as many people out there in the pet community as possible to, you know, join our resources together so that we can be a great service for pet parents and pet lovers.
Yeah, I so agree with you, and I'm not sure how you feel, but I know that my husband and I, the Animal Human Connection, which is a veteran-owned business, and he wanted to be involved, and I said, okay, that sounds good. But the more we study, the more we research, the more we talk to people, the more we realize how deeply pet parents and pet partners care about their pets. I mean, we just always thought it was just us, but we really see what a great need there are for businesses like yours and businesses like ours that give pet partners and pet parents a place to a soft space to land and a place to really talk about this connection with their pet. I'm impressed with what you're doing, and I certainly want to wish you very, very, you know, wonderful Godspeed with it. Tell me where people can go if they want to memorialize their pet. What's the official website?
So, and first of all, thank you, Judy. And, yeah, I appreciate what you do as well and appreciate you having, you know, me on to talk about this. So thank you for that. If people want to go and create their Pobituary website, the address to go to is pawbituary.com, and that's pawbituary.com/create. CREATE. And that will bring you right to our create page. And we usually say it takes under 5 minutes, you know, to get it going and to get it up and running. That's if you're doing it yourself. If you choose the lifetime option, then we will get it going for you quickly, but not quite in 5 minutes. But
right.
that's where you can go to, you know, start writing and uploading photos and interacting and sending it to, you know, family members and, you know, getting your page up there.
So that brings up a good point. I once it's up there, it is Rosie's getting very, very old. Should Rosie die? Which is one of those things that we all know. When we adopt a pet, our head knows that chances are 99 out of 100 that we will outlive them. Our heart doesn't always believe that. So when Rosie goes, and we put her pawbituary up there, then there's a link that I send out to people who would care or people who recognize this deep bond that we've had. Is that correct? Is that how it works?
Yeah, that's how it works. So it's a website link that you could email to anyone, just like you would maybe any other website link. We also have buttons right on the page where you can share to Facebook.
Okay.
And you can share to Twitter. And you can also, we also have pin buttons from Pinterest that
okay.
go on any image that you put up. So there's a variety of ways to share it. And, you know, it was important to have it all on one page, but to have it very shareable for social media, because so many times I've seen friends and even people that I don't know who've lost animals, you know, we want to talk about it. We want to say, hey, you know, I lost this animal and he or she really meant a lot to me, but, you know, this is what's going on with me. And it comes in a series of Facebook posts, I've noticed. We have a very big, you know, Facebook presence. Most of our customers and community members are on Facebook. So it was very important when we were building the site and building the pawbituary sites that people create that everything was in one place so that it didn't get lost in, you know, the bustle of social media on a Twitter post or on a Facebook post or on Instagram somewhere. Everything is all in one place, all your musings and thoughts and, you know, any photos and video, it's all on one place, but all of it is shareable at any time.
Well, I just am so pleased to be hearing you and sharing with you and recognizing how closely our businesses dovetail, because one of our offerings is to make a permanent tribute book, to take those musings
right.
and to interview the pet parent about that love story, and then to put it into a very nice book that they can share with their family and friends or keep forever in their heart.
Right.
And that I am amazed how popular that's been. I'm doing 3 of them this week. So they're
Oh, good.
You know, they're not coffee table book, National Geographic kind. They're very, very personal, nice books that are about 50 pages with photos and the story. And I use my skills as an interviewer to get the real story. And it's very, very therapeutic for people to do what they're doing on your site and what they're doing on with us. It validates that connection was very real. It was heartfelt and it will live forever. So
I think that's true. Yeah. It's very true.
I really
true,
congratulate
and I think,
you. So, Margo, what else do you do besides this? Do you have another business? Is this just a spiritual quest for you? Or, you know, I guess my question is always, how do you pay the mortgage? Do you pay the mortgage with what you're doing with pawbituaries, or do you have another job or something, that avocation that you do in addition to this?
Well, at the moment, Pobituary is more than enough of a full-time job.
I know that.
Yeah, so I actually am, it's what I spend, you know, my days and many nights doing.
Right.
So that's my main, you know, job right now. But it was, it's been sort of, I did a career change 2 years ago. I used to work in TV production in New York, and it took me a little bit to arrive at Pobituary when I made that career change, and I certainly did a bunch of other things while, you know, developing it to you know, pay the bills and everything. But I'm happy to say that now that I am now able to just work on Pobituary full time and growing it and getting it out there. So yeah, it's definitely a source of pride for me at this point.
As well it should be. And I think that you have really touched on something that I noticed in the women in the pet industry is so many of us worked in corporate America or owned a business or something, but realized at some point, this isn't where my heart is. And,
right.
And as we look through and sift through where our destiny is and where our heart is, very often we're drawn to work around pets. Part of that is because this bond with our pets is such a link of unconditional love. There are no strings attached. Your little corgi doesn't care whether you are on CNN or whether you fell in a mud hole or you made a goal in soccer. They just adore you. And so as often with people, when they're searching for a new career or a new, I call it a new trimester in my life. I'm in my third trimester.
I like that.
Yeah, the first trimester I cared for my family and caregiving, and then the next trimester I worked with low-income parents and stuff. And this trimester I'm really working on this, but I have seen that in many who have these strong businesses attached to pets, is that it becomes not a job but a calling. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think it certainly is, you know, something, it's more than a job. You know, I was just saying to a friend of mine last week, it just doesn't feel like there's enough hours in the day because
right.
I want to do this and I want to do that and I want to, there's so many things, there's so many opportunities to help, but there's so many ways to grow and just things that I want to do. It doesn't, you know, it might sound trite, but it doesn't feel like work. You know, I get
right.
up every day
right.
and sit at my desk or go to my workspace. So, but yeah, it's definitely more than a job or more than drawing a salary. Which is, you know, I was raised, you know, by two people who were entrepreneurs as well, my parents both. And they always sort of instilled in me, you know, you're incredibly lucky if you can get up every day and feel like you're going to your job, but it doesn't feel like a job. If you can draw a salary by doing something that doesn't feel like a job, then happiness and good things will come. And that was just drilled into me as a kid, and it's something I've always tried to work towards. So, yeah, I definitely feel that way about Pobituary.
Yeah, isn't it fun? Isn't it amazing? And we're almost to the end of our half hour, and we could speak and will speak for hours and hours at some point. But I want to remind our listeners to go again to pawary.com/create. And I'm going to spell that, pawbituary.com/create. To put your Pobituary up there, let us all share those who are drawn to Pobituary and to animal-human connection are the kind of people that are like-minded. We're the kind of people who want respect for all creatures, all two-legged and four-legged creatures. So join us. I would like to invite everyone to join our tribe, excuse me, at deathofmypet.com. Check us out. We're going to be connecting with Pobituary, and I know that These are the kind of sites that are designed with you and pet parents who really love and honor their pets. So please join us. Margo, again, thank you, and we will be talking to you very soon.
Oh, yeah, thank you so much, Judy. I appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.